making good homes better. This is the Money Pit's Top Products Podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here in Las Vegas, Nevada, broadcasting from the 2018 National Hardware Show. And we're in a space called the Ultimate Backyard, surrounded by 300 of our closest personal friends in the business, 300 exhibitors here, showcasing all sorts of things that can make you make your backyard much more beautiful and effective and practical and just gorgeous.
And there's tools here as well,
and
obviously,
there's tools
as you
here.
Can hear by what's going on behind us.
But the fun thing about coming here is getting a chance to check out all of the new products that we find both outside and inside at the exhibits here. Over 2,800 exhibitors here altogether, about 20,000 folks roaming the floors here to find the newest products. And you know, Leslie, I was thinking one of the questions that we get very, very frequently on the show is about paint and paint removal, right?
Well, and the prep part of it. Everybody seems to want to skip the prep.
Yep. So it's getting paint where you don't want it, stopping it from going where you don't
exactly.
want it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. And usually you have to use masking tape for that.
I mean, that's been the traditional way to do it, but not so today. You know, we found somebody here, Scott Halpert, who's the founder and president of Peel Tech. Now, Peel Tech is a coating that helps you to avoid getting paint where you don't want it. Welcome.
Nice to be here, guys.
So how does Peel Tech work?
Peel Tech is a liquid masking product and a protective film, both. Some of the issues associated with tape are, for example, on rough surfaces like stone and brick and wood, tape just doesn't work well.
Mm-mm,
it still bleeds under. It bleeds under, but not only that, like, let's say you want to hang a piece of plastic to cordon off a room to keep dust out of that room.
Right.
Or you want to cover up a nice stone fireplace from getting paint sprayed on it or what have you. Tape just doesn't stick well to those surfaces.
I mean, that's 100% true.
So I actually designed Peel Tech on the job site. You know,
to solve a problem.
Huh? To solve a problem.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What were you doing? What was your business?
Well, I was doing a remodel
in
California, and it was upper end house, and I had done a really nice stone fireplace and just various other things, and tape just wasn't working well for me. You know, I had handrails that I wanted to coat and cover
right.
to protect during the construction process, so the guys wouldn't tear it up and
right.
so forth, and so. Having some background experience dealing with different rubbers in another company that I used to own, a light just went off in my head. And I thought, you know, I think I can create something like this. I got online and I didn't find anything that addressed rough surfaces.
Yeah.
You can find products that
right.
address windows and smooth surfaces.
So when that happens, you got to be thinking two things. Either this is like the most brilliant idea anyone's ever had, or a bunch of people have tried it and it was a disaster.
Yeah, one of the two. Exactly.
It's only going to go one of two ways.
So I think it's a positive way because it's actually being used.
Right.
And
So how do you apply Peel Tech?
You apply it with either a brush mm-hmm. or a roller. If you're doing a coating process to protect, say, a countertop, you can roll that on a nice, bit large, flat surface. We also have it basically looks like a large syringe, and we have a gun that's coming out that's based on the same process, like a mini caulking gun. That you'll run a little bead, say, on the edge of a window trim or
right.
what have you. Then you take your masking paper or your plastic with no tape.
And you can attach right to
and
that.
And you lay it right into that and rub it right into
okay.
it while it's wet.
Yeah, because that's the devil's in the details when you're trying to mask. And if you don't get that seam just right,
exactly,
the paint's going to wick behind it. And how many
exactly.
times have we pulled masking tape off a wall or a piece of trim and had the wrong color on the trim, for example, because it just didn't seal well?
Well, and I mean, this is a really great way, you know, into your point to protecting things, because the process of building, especially when you're doing something custom or something highly specialized, it's not always in the order that you want it to be in.
No, and it's all about protection these
right,
days.
And you can't always protect the things that you want, and especially if you're spending a gajillion dollars on some sort of stone or a natural surface,
yes.
and you want to make sure that the people that come in after you keep things looking exactly the way you want them for the client.
Absolutely. A big problem today are tubs. I know several builders. I've actually provided a service for a couple of these builders now where I go in at the point where the home is framed up and dried in. The tubs are set. The plumbing is set.
Right.
No sheetrock yet. But I go in and I coat the whole tub. I mask off various surfaces in the home, whether it's a fireplace,
mm-hmm.
Washer-dryer connection spots, anything they don't
yeah.
want texture and paint getting blown into. And I mask all of the inside windows using plastic and Peel Tech. Without exception, the builders that I do work for, their tubs, 80-90% of their tubs were getting dinged, scratched, chipped.
Sure, because it's going in during framing. And there's
exactly.
a lot of guys that have to go in that
and
house.
Some of those tubs are so expensive.
Yes.
And it's just
yes.
sitting there in
right.
this very exposed, vulnerable yep. state of construction.
Well, plus you've got the guys that aren't really thinking straight, like some of the drywallers are climbing in there to kind of reach up and spackle the ceiling.
Tile guys.
Tile guys and Yeah, I mean, by the time you're done, it's a real mess. So I see you brought a sample here where you can actually coat the entire inside surface of the tub right up over the lip.
It's like putting rubber glove over it.
And it's actually pretty tough stuff, so I can see how you can actually walk on it, too, and not damage it.
Yeah. And what is this? Is this a piece of travertine? What is this little sample?
Yeah, it's a piece of travertine. That's just to show you that it will pull off of any surface.
I mean, it's
even
really,
if it's porous.
It's gone into every little nook and cranny here, and it's coming out beautifully. You don't have to be concerned about any special natural surfaces or something that might be unglazed or...
When you're dealing with an oil-based paint,
right,
it will have a tendency sometimes to slightly yellow it a little bit. But most paints today are latex. We're getting away from oil.
Right.
So, and we have that disclaimer on the can as well.
Right. I mean, that's amazing.
Keep it off your carpet, you know, or if you're dealing, you know, if it gets into your fibers, it's going to grab. It's
of
not
course.
An adhesive. So it won't leave an adhesive residue like tape.
No, it's
it comes off very clean.
You don't even feel anything.
So we've left Peeltec on window frames and surfaces inside, interior-wise, for months, and have come back and peeled off, no residue left.
So even exposed to the drastic temperature swings, sub-zero temperatures,
and hot
summer days?
Interior-wise, yes, no problem. But if the sun hits it, now if you're going to use it exterior-wise, you need to pull it within about 4 or 5 days. And tape has that same issue.
Sure.
On dealing with the sun.
So what's your distribution on this now? Your website, I see, is Peeltec, peeltec.com. What's your distribution?
We currently offer it through the website, of course. We're available in McCoy's lumber and hardware stores in the South, and we're working on expanding from there.
All right. Fantastic.
That's great.
Good stuff. Well, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
No problem. I appreciate it.
All right. So we are again here at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to continue with our coverage. Lots more to see, lots more to do. Follow us online on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. And we'll be back with more innovations from the National Hardware Show in just a bit.
You live in a money pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.